Dear Cheap Astronomy, please offer some examples of gravity assist manoeuvres. A gravity assist manoeuvre involves your spacecraft undertaking a hyperbolic trajectory with respect to a large mass, generally a planet. Hyperbolic means it's going to go into the planet's gravitational field with a trajectory and speed that ensures it will also leave that gravitational field again. So essentially, it dips in and then out again. If it's a passive gravity assist manoeuvre with no thrusters fired, then someone on the planet would see your spacecraft gain a little acceleration as it enters the planet's gravitational field, but then get slowed down again as it exits the gravitational field. Hence, whatever speed you had on approaching the planet is the same speed you'll have on leaving the planet. So acceleration due to gravity plays no real part in a gravity assist manoeuvre. What matters is that during the manoeuvre, you're interacting with a large mass that is itself moving quite fast. So essentially, during the manoeuvre, your spacecraft is grabbing onto that fast-moving object for a short period and then letting go again. So, while from someone on the planet's perspective, nothing really happens, from an external observer's perspective, the spacecraft's velocity, that is its speed and its direction, changes markedly, where it might not only be sped up, but also flung in a totally different direction to where it was going before it interacted with the planet. So, for example, the Cassini mission to Saturn left Earth with Earth's orbital velocity around the Sun of about 30 kilometers a second, then it fell towards the Sun and flew by Venus, which has an orbital velocity of 35 kilometers a second. So the combined effect of the fall towards the Sun and the flyby of Venus gave the spacecraft a velocity of 40 kilometers a second. Then it swung out and back again, getting another kick from Venus, and then it flew by Earth for another small kick and a trajectory change, which flung it right out to Jupiter. Since this was climbing the Sun's gravity well, its remaining speed was only 10 kilometers a second when it flew by Jupiter, which has an orbital velocity of 13 kilometers a second, so the spacecraft got another small speed increase and also a useful trajectory change to put it on an intercept course with Saturn. The Parker Solar Probe had a different problem to contend with. To get into a close solar orbit, it had to slow down, which it managed by positioning itself in front of Venus on a flyby. This is probably best explained by the probe actually giving Venus a gravity assist. So as it streaked past Venus, Venus briefly grabbed onto it and then let go, the planet speeding itself up by a minute fraction and consequently slowing the spacecraft down. The Parker probe has done six such Venus flybys, and the seventh and final one was on the 6th of December 2024, which has now put it on an orbit where its closest approach to the Sun is due on the 24th of December 2024. On that day, it will be out of contact with Earth, so everyone will be hanging out to hopefully hear its beacon tone on the 27th of December, which will indicate it survived that close pass. The probe will then stay on that close solar orbit for the rest of the mission. Despite achieving this closer solar orbit through losing momentum energy, we know from Kepler's laws of planetary motion that an object that is in a close orbit actually moves a lot faster than an object in a distant orbit. So, even though the Parker probe has had to repeatedly slow itself down to achieve its close solar orbit, it is set to become the fastest ever human-made object. Although it actually achieved this fastest ever status in 2018, it's just been breaking its own record ever since. So, in 2025, the Parker Solar Probe will approach a speed of 700,000 kilometers an hour, which is about 190 kilometers a second, or about 0.06% of the speed of light at its periapsis. Not too shabby. Even at that speed, it will take the probe 88 days to do a full orbit of the Sun, which is actually the same orbital period that Mercury has, But the Parker probe is on a much more elliptical orbit than Mercury, where its apoapsis is out near Venus's orbit, and its periapsis will be just under 7 million kilometres from the Sun's surface. In comparison, Mercury never gets closer than 46 kilometres from the Sun. So, it's a pretty cool mission that will get pretty hot.